What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Wednesday, July 16th. I'm Megan Lynch. U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt introducing a bill to double the punishment for assaulting an officer.
Senator Schmidt was asked about concerns that steeper penalties don't deter crime.
Well, we're going to find out because you've seen a 700% increase on the assaults of ICE officers.
Schmidt says under his bill, the maximum punishment for assaulting an ICE officer is 40 years in prison. He also called out Democrats for not just denouncing crime against ICE officers, but for not saying they should be allowed to do their jobs. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, assaults on ICE officers is up 830% from January to June of this year since massive raids have begun. However, they've not released the raw numbers. One analysis suggests 79 officers have been assaulted in some way, about one every other day. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley has introduced new legislation aimed at investing in rural hospitals and preventing future cuts to Medicaid hospital funding. His Protect Medicaid and Rural Hospitals Act builds on provisions he secured in the recently enacted Big Beautiful Bill, which created a rural hospital fund for the first time. However, that bill also scheduled future reductions in states' provider tax authority, which Hawley's new legislation seeks to repeal. With 8 months to go before Illinois voters decide, the race to fill the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is heating up. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker reports.
The race to replace retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has taken to the airwaves, with Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy releasing the first TV ad for the U.S. Senate primary race, where he declared himself an underdog ready to fight the Trump administration.
Because underdogs, we just fight harder.
His opponents, Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, was endorsed by Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch this week, and Congresswoman Robin Kelly is putting up strong fundraising numbers with more than $2 million in her war chest. That's according to federal election records. Durbin, who's retiring after five terms, has yet to endorse a candidate.
The Coast Guard cycling out the commanding officer of its centralized service desk in St. Louis. In a release, the Coast Guard says it's temporarily relieving Lieutenant Commander George Zawarten due to a loss of confidence. No other information was given as to the reason why he was replaced. Lieutenant Kevin Garcia has assumed command. According to his LinkedIn account, Garcia has been in St. Louis for a year. The Coast Guard's centralized service desk provides 24/7 information technology and electronic support for about 400 Coast Guard systems. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe and USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins cut the ribbon on a new state-of-the-art food safety and inspection service lab in Normandy.
Governor Kehoe says the USDA facility on Natural Bridge is only one of three in the country.
What the USDA does for food safety and to keep millions and millions of Americans safe in the food they consume every day, this team should be very proud of. You are making a difference in people's lives and the quality of their life and the food that they eat at the dining room table.
This facility used to be the old Goodfellow ammunition plant on the campus there, and Kehoe says with this expansion, it's like having a brand new job, especially for the many workers who have been there for 40-plus years. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
What has neighbors heated about plans for a massive new data center in the St. Charles floodplain? The cocktail of water and chemicals needed to cool all those computers.
Our groundwater is a limited resource, and you want to bring one more thing into the area that can contaminate it.
If this would flash flood and get into the wellhead protection area, I mean, are you guys serious about protecting that? Our groundwater, our drinking water? For all residents of St. Charles?
City of St. Charles Planning and Zoning Commissioners split on two items related to the data center project, meaning the full city council will need a supermajority to approve it. The actual operator of the data center is unknown. The developer appears to be Clayco. What does it mean that all the fracas at Lambert Airport on Sunday was record-breaking?
The line spilled out beyond the sidewalks onto the street. TSA spokesman Carter Langston tells KMOX.
TSA did have a record-breaking day on Sunday with nearly 26,000 passengers.
Industry consultant Mike Boyd of Boyd Group International.
You know, the first thing to think of, that's great, more passengers. The other thing to think of is, good Lord, now we have some ticked off people, but it You can't do anything about it. It's the way of life.
Passenger said they missed flights. Boyd says you can't pick out the airport, the airlines, or the TSA to blame for the one-time surge. Thousands of conventioneers showed up at the same time, even if some didn't have flights till later in the day.
You can't point fingers at anybody and say, what are you going to do next time? There probably won't be.
Boyd does say the new terminal design should be better. Right now, you've got to pick the small security lane that corresponds with your airline. In the new terminal, all security lines will lead to one concourse for everybody, so you can pick the most efficient. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Starting tomorrow, some talented dogs are taking up residency at Union Station.
This is Stuart McMillan, and I'd like you to meet Motown.
He likes to bark when he does leg weaves. He gets very excited.
Why do you think he's barking at
he
that?
He gets super excited.
He's like, yeah.
He loves them.
Motown is a 5-year-old mini Australian Shepherd and can do spins for treats, catch a frisbee on the fly, and stay on top of a rolling barrel as long as his frisbee is within sight, and even jump rope. Motown, just one of the 30 or so dogs Purina Dog Team is bringing from the farm to perform because it was damaged by the May 16th tornado. See them Thursday through Sundays until September. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.